Hello, Henry.
Hi, Amit. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Well, some good news for the Jewish community in Melbourne and across Australia. Channel 31 did not shut down its transmission on June 30th. It is still on.
Yeah, well, a guy called Guy Rundle, who writes for Crikey.com, wrote an article last Tuesday. Was it the Tuesday before the 30th of June when we were supposed to go off the air? Wrote an article in the morning, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the news had got out that Channel 31 had got a third reprieve, another 6 months until the end of December 2017.
Let's go back a little. Channel 31 was originally set to switch off its transmission in 2015, but it received so many reprieves. How many exactly?
Well, this is the third time. It got one at the end of 2016, and then it got one more till the end of June 2017. And now we've got a third reprieve to the end of December.
So, for someone who never heard or seen Channel 31 in Melbourne, tell us a bit more about the station and, in particular, the Jewish involvement.
Channel 31 is a community TV station, which was one of six nationally. There was one in every state except Tasmania. And they were set up in 1994 as a way of bringing together multicultural, interfaith, different communities to have their own TV show. The Jewish community was invited to have a show, and it was called Shalom TV. And that went for 10 years until 2004, when I got involved as a cameraman. And then within 7 weeks of involvement, I was pronounced the producer. And I've been producing it ever since. So that's 13 years ago, in July, in fact. So it's been exactly 13 years. August was when we started filming as my show. And so it's a celebration. 13 years of the shtick.
13 years, wow, and you never got tired after so many years.
Well, occasionally I'd say I need a good psychiatrist to tell me why on earth I'm doing this. It's not professional, you see. I was working and working and working and not really getting paid. And all the people that worked with me were volunteers. And then we changed. I got a director. Kendra Abbey came in as a director. So it was a three-man, from being about seven people working together on a voluntary basis, it went down to three, with the odd people coming in as interns.
I want to know what the shtick is all about, the only Jewish TV show in the Southern Hemisphere?
Yes. I've gone to South America. I've gone looking in Africa, looking for a Jewish TV show, anything like what we do. Even in America and England, there are some shows, I'm sure. On the east and west coast of America, there are TV shows which are related directly to Jewish content. But in Australia, we only have one, and that's the shtick.
Only one Jewish TV show. Are we really that small?
We have a very small population. There are only 6 million Jews in Israel, 6 million in America. Most of them are in New York, and then other than that, on the West Coast as well, there are quite a few. In Australia, the latest census brought our numbers down from 100,000 to 91. So the number of people that are actually saying that they're Jewish, I don't know whether they've got a cringe or whether they've converted to something else or just don't feel Jewish, but there are only 91,000 Jews in Australia, which is a very small number.
Okay, so another reprieve. The shtick is still on, and this time it is probably the last 6 months. What do you think?
Not necessarily. We may keep going because the way that Guy Rundle described it, the government should really keep community TV on air, although it's come down to three stations now. We've only got Sydney and Brisbane closed down. We've only got ones in Adelaide and Perth now. That's it. And they're all running on a shoestring budget. The government's giving heaps of money. They gave Fox a whole lot of money for women's sports. They've just given them another $132 million for all the Channel 10 and other stations got all sorts of money, and they just don't want to give any money to community.
Maybe the government believe in the digital era, internet. This is the future after all, isn't it?
It is. Well, I don't know. I'm running out of steam in my own way because I've done a lot of shows. I've done 507 television shows over the 13 years, which averages about 40 a year, and 48 seasons. We're in our 48th season. So that's an enormous amount of television for one particular show, and particularly when it's run by one person, which is me. In particular, because I produce it and direct it and present it, and I do all the administration as well. So it's very tough on one guy. And I haven't been able to put together a proper organization because I just haven't got the strength. I need more people behind me to keep it going. Online is not easy because internet is not internet ready yet. Because the NBN was already, at the time that they pronounced the death of Channel 31, they thought the internet would be a lot more accessible. But because the NBN is such a mess, it's not easy for people to find us online. And a lot of our viewers are older people who haven't got a computer or don't know how to use a computer, so they used to watch us on television. It's much easier to put the TV on and watch us. But with the online thing, the only good thing is we can be seen anywhere, anytime, on any part of the planet, and I think that's a good thing. But we need to get people watching us as viewers. Our YouTube channel's been going since 2006, and so we've got over 1,200 episodes, or segments actually, 1,200 segments of the show, because we put it up on YouTube and they're all there available. If anybody wants to watch the shtick, they should subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is under the name of Henry Greener. The show is called The Shtick.
Okay, so I'm listening now. I would like to help, join, volunteer, assist in any way. What shall I do?
Yeah, well, it's easy. You can email me or phone me. And we have a website, so you can find a contact link on our website, theshtick.tv. And also the email is henry@theshtick.tv, theshtick.tv. And it's really easy to contact me. I really would appreciate more feedback. I need more people because I do walk around the streets and I've been known to go in the western suburbs and into Springvale, and people stop me in the street, even in hotels in the city. They stop me and they come up and they say, hey, I watch your show. And most of them aren't Jewish. This is the whole thing about my show, right? The shtick, it goes out. It's the only Jewish media in Australia. I won't say the Southern Hemisphere because that's already taken for granted, that goes out to the wider community. I think that's a really important thing because I'm not preaching to the converted. I'm not even preaching either. We don't have that kind of attitude. The attitude is to educate and enlighten the public about what Jews do, about our culture, about our holidays, about our religion, the political aspects of Israel, also the technology in Israel, the Middle East conflict with the Palestinians and the rest of the Arab world. We discuss all these topics, but never in a negative aspect. We always look at the positive side, saying that Israel wants peace, that we want the Australian public especially, who watch the show, to understand that there's a lot of misinformation about Israel, that it's not a tyrannical or demonic state suppressing and colonizing the Palestinians. The land of Israel is the rightful land of the Jewish people from thousands of years ago.
Henry Greener, thank you so much for your time and good luck with The Shtick, the only Jewish TV show in Australia.
It's been an absolute pleasure. All the best on it.